Well, I do want to welcome everyone today. It is our fourth Game of Life Masterclass call. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited to share everything today. First, we're going to do just a little bit of admin. Now, I did create the Chaos Flush Energy Attunements for everyone. And oh my gosh, I love this energy system. And I hope that you will too. It's very quick and it is effective. It's extremely powerful. The hardest thing is remembering to use it. So let me know if you did not get the email with the manual attached and if you have any questions about it. Okay, second thing on my admin stuff is the recording of last week's the week before, that call is available for download at the Masterclass Central webpage. All three of the recordings are there from the last three calls. And I have added a few meditations. There are 9, actually there's 10 because there's the Worry Angel meditation. There are new meditations there. There are new Masterclass webinars that I've done. I added the Gift of Forgiveness webinar and Meet Your Worry Angel, Master Loving Relationships, and Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness, which is a webinar I presented with the Affirmation Doctor, Dr. Anne-Marie Evers, and they're fabulous. So if you need support in that area, they're there for you. The meditations are, there's 4 of them to help shift you into love energy. There's one about feeling safe. And then there's a worthiness meditation and chakras, clearing your chakras to help your body to feel better and to clear out negativity from your body. So those are there for you. Go into the Masterclass Central webpage and download those to your devices so you will have them at your fingertips when you need them. Okay, so now we're just going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths. And we're going to begin by quieting our minds, and then I'll say a prayer, and then I will create that sacred circle of love. And this circle does transcend that illusion of time and space so we can come together. So just get comfortable and close your eyes. And I'm going to ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. And with another really deep breath, and your feet flat on the floor, and your hands gently in your lap, eyes closed, focus your attention on your heart. And just take another deep breath. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace the things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, I ask, angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. So if you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle of love. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. So we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I just want to ask each one of you to step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with the strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. We ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light that we send to you. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And as we complete this circle, this angelic circle of love, together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth and through this singular intention of empowered support. We hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and forevermore. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Now, as we formed our circle the second time, I saw Archangel Azrael. Wow. A lot of him in between each one of us. He's a very, very powerful archangel. And just know that he's with you to help you and support you. And I also felt the energy of Florence come in. And many of you probably felt that too. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started on our class content. Oh, in this week's chapter, The Law of Non-Resistance, Florence is on a roll. She covers a lot of ground, so we're just going to dive in here. She begins the chapter with the statement, "Nothing on earth can resist an absolutely non-resistant person." She's telling us that manifesting our every desire, manifesting as our reality every little thing that fulfills our square of life, happens when we're non-resistant, like water. She uses the example of water, you know, how it's non-resistant, but remarkably powerful. And we can be as water, powerful in our non-resistance to manifest everything that brings our heart joy, our heaven on earth. And then she sums up the chapter by telling us that evil is a false law man has made for himself through psychoma or soul sleep. And soul sleep means that man's soul has been hypnotized by the race belief of sin, sickness, and death, which is carnal or mortal thought, and his affairs have outpictured his illusions. And she reminds us that whatever we feel deeply, good or bad, is outpictured by the faithful servant of our subconscious mind. She tells us that man's body and affairs show forth what he's been picturing. The sick man has pictured sickness, the poor man, poverty, and the rich man, wealth. Well, we know that outpicturing is the manifestation of subconsciously focusing energy and backing it up with conscious thought. And when the subconscious energy is of fear and the conscious thought is worry, experiences we do not want of the fear, worry, energy are made manifest as our reality. Now, we don't do this on purpose. Nobody would ever do that on purpose. But when we don't know how energy works, how to move it, how to change it, how to create through us the things that we want, manifesting what we don't want is a default. It's just what we default to. And we can change all that. So let's unpack evil by replacing it with the word fear. When we use the word fear, it's easier to grasp what Florence is trying to tell us. So in today's verbiage, I'll replace evil with fear. Fear is an unnatural state of being that we've made for ourselves by feeding into the pain of what we see happening around us. Lack, suffering, and death. And it's unnatural because our natural energy is the love vibration. Now, to get back to Florence's statement, once we take in the fear energy of what we see around us, we hold on to that fear with our emotions and subconsciously focus our manifesting energy through that vibration of fear, manifesting through us our own experience of pain, lack, and suffering. And since we're subconsciously holding on to that energy, it feeds off of all the fear that we've already been stuffing into the subconscious, and it grows like a monster, blocking us from fulfilling our square of life. And we create a neural pathway of belief. Our subconscious record, as Florence calls it, that at its core is the belief that we're not good enough to have what we want, even though The superconscious or God part within knows that all we want or need to fulfill our square of life is already ours, residing in our field of potentiality. Well, the belief the subconscious holds of not being good enough and the full knowing belief of the superconscious that we are most definitely good enough becomes an inner battle of belief, the subconscious being resistant to manifesting something better because it believes we're not good enough, while the superconscious knows, it knows that not only are we good enough, what we want to manifest is already ours. Now, in a previous call, we talked about how neural pathways of belief, or subconscious records, as Florence calls them, are how they're birthed, how they come into existence. Well, typically something happens when we're children that hurts us deeply. And through the experience of an event or situation, we feel shame, guilt, unworthy, undeserving, sometimes unlovable. And all these emotions boil down to feeling and believing at some level that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. And here's an example. When I was a little girl, 4 years old, my parents left me and my brothers with my paternal grandmother, a woman I had just met, and she was scary. It was summertime, and we kept going in and out of grandmother's air-conditioned house till she told us in or out. And I chose to be out. And then I needed to go to the bathroom. I didn't dare open the door to her house, and I didn't know how to go to the bathroom outside. So when I couldn't hold it anymore, I wet my pants. And when Mom and Daddy came home, I was sitting on the swing crying in wet pants. My mom was furious. And then there was an argument between grandmother and my mom and my dad about me. And I thought they were all mad at me. And I wanted to disappear. I was so ashamed. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed and ashamed and just wanted to just disappear. So this experience birthed a belief that I wasn't deserving or worthy to be, do, or have anything I wanted. It was a belief that was hidden deep in my subconscious for years. A firm, unwavering belief that I was unlovable. I was in the way. I was a source of humiliation and anger. And subconsciously, I believed I wasn't even good enough to use the bathroom in the house. And my four-year-old little girl brain took the arguing between my parents and my grandmother as all my fault. And because I didn't have the mental capacity at four to understand what was really happening, I buried it in my subconscious because I didn't know what else to do with it. And I had to survive. So as a result, my brain wrote that neural pathway of belief that I wasn't good enough for anything, really. And my body was a source of embarrassment. I was an outcast that didn't belong anywhere. So I spent the next 30 years of my life people-pleasing, trying to fit in somewhere. And then when I learned how to follow the breadcrumbs of the resistant, not good enough energy, this experience was revealed. And from this space as an adult, I could clearly see that what was happening to me, what did happen to me, what started the argument, was that my mom didn't like my grandmother, and my grandmother didn't like my mom, and Daddy was stuck in the middle, and he really didn't like it. And I was collateral damage of the dynamics of their relationship with each other. And that really had nothing to do with me. But it blocked my energy for years. And when I looked at this, I could see that what happened to me was just an experience. And I really am good enough to be, do, and have what I want. And I'm just fine the way I am. I don't have to people please to fit in, and I don't need anyone else's approval. It's safe to be me. And even better, I could see that all the events that came after that, all those incidents of embarrassment, shame, anger, resentment, and doubt in myself that had fed that initial experience could no longer hurt me. They lost their power too. They lost their power when I rode over that original neural pathway of belief that I am good enough, going back to my natural state of love energy. Now, if you get triggered with energy that feels awful, but you don't know where it came from, you may have an experience similar to this from your childhood. Something that was really painful and out of your control, maybe something that had nothing to do with you and you were collateral damage. And we talked about that in the previous calls, and I've shared with you the how to follow the breadcrumbs to rewrite that neural pathway of belief. Now, we all live in human bodies. Human bodies and minds that get inundated with millions of bits of information every day. And when that information is stressful, our fight or flight response kicks in, making that information that's taken in really powerful and strong. And now we're adults. Once the initial surprise is over, we have that opportunity to heal the pain we experienced and infuse the situation and people involved with love energy, raising our own vibration and opening the way to create a higher outcome. We have the opportunity to consciously choose what energy we're going to be. Love, or fear of stressed, angry, resentful, overwhelmed, all that awful energy. But when we're in the rush of survival mode, just doing our best to get through the day, we don't take that opportunity to observe the energy we've just experienced it and heal it and be free of it. Instead, we bury it in the subconscious, making it negative energy food for the fear energy that's already hidden there in the form of a neural pathway of belief that we're not good enough. However, when we shift our energy out of less than love fear energy, when we embrace the love vibration of the God part within, it's as a protective shield around us, deflecting negativity vibrating around us and negativity that's directed at us. And the more we embrace that love energy, consciously choosing to be love energy, we raise our vibration above fear, and fear energy cannot engage with us. Now, an example is, someone said something mean to us, and instead of getting upset, we're unmoved by their words. The negativity cannot engage with our energy, therefore we're not upset. Nope. Instead, we have the clarity of thought to set a boundary with them through love energy, firmly and assertively, and bless them on their way. We have the words to say or the wisdom to say nothing and be perfectly fine with it. We feel the peace within. We're being non-resistant, not a doormat, because we're not upset. Now, one side note here on illness in children. Florence was asked why children get sick when they don't know what sickness is. Now, I believe Florence's response was accurate to a point. What we all must understand is that when we choose to come to Earth in a human body, we also choose specific experiences. And some of those experiences are physical hardship as adults, and unfortunately, as children. When I became a Reiki practitioner, I learned that if the body's going to heal, Reiki will support it to heal more quickly. If the body is not going to heal, the Reiki will bring the person comfort and relief as much as their higher self experience will allow. Now, we each have specific situations that we've come here to experience. Some are traumatic and horrific, but when we choose to process through them in love over fear, miracles happen. Sometimes dire situations become the stepping stone or catalyst to the most wonderful experiences that we wouldn't have even dreamed of. But back to the different aspects of resistance. We learned in our first call about resistance energy, what it is and what to do with it. We learned about following the breadcrumbs that are revealed by the resistance energy and how to infuse it with love to heal it and be free of it. And in our third call, we talked about another technique, the Sedona method of release, to process through this energy to be free of it, and the power of giving ourselves the gift of forgiveness. And if the resistance energy holds only a little power of us, sometimes just looking at it or observing it is enough to be free of it, because energy reacts differently when we look at it or observe it. So we know what to do when we're faced with resistance energy. So let's look more closely at being non-resistant. Just what does this mean? Well, years ago, I was talking with someone who believed non-resistance is taking the path of least resistance. That is so not what non-resistance means. So let's take a look at the resistance we feel in the body when we want to improve our lives or we want to be, do, or have something. Our conscious wants something that we don't have, so now we're in a struggle of want versus don't have. This is what Florence means when she tells us resistance is hell. For it places man in a state of torment. This internal struggle or battle is the torment. The energy of wanting something should hold expectancy of joy and happiness at receiving, because our superconscious knows that it's already ours. The resistant energy of don't have what we want stirs that feeling of or whisper of, you can't have that, or who do you think you are? Coming from the beliefs of the subconscious that aren't true. So as a result, we have that battle going on in our body. Our conscious has decided we want something. Our superconscious says we can have it, but our subconscious says, no, not happening. You're not good enough. But we can stop that torment with acceptance. Acceptance of what our life is in this moment. Acceptance shifts us from resistant to non-resistant. And I'll say that again. Acceptance shifts us from being resistant to being non-resistant. When we accept what our life is in this moment, accept that we want something different, but this is what our life is in this moment, whatever this is, the battle stops. That war within us between our conscious and subconscious stops. Now, acceptance does not mean we're in agreement of what our life is, not at all. The definition of acceptance is the action of consenting to receive or undertake something offered. I love that word offered. I thought that's really perfect because the universe is always offering us the opportunity to experience something new, something different, something that brings us joy or brings us more joy. Accepting what your life is in this moment opens the way to receive something new. The second section of the Upon Waking Daily Journal page of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook is just this. I accept what my life is in this moment. And when you write that down, you step into your power being non-resistant. Even if you're not feeling it, you're starting that energy movement. So keep writing it. That feeling will come. One of the Manifesting with Florence members told me that when she started writing this in her playbook, she wasn't feeling it, but she kept writing it. And now she's empowered by it. If you aren't using a writing in your playbook or the using that PDF download, please use it. Download it or get the journal, the playbook. Don't underestimate the power of something this simple. It's life-changing. So diving deeper into non-resistant. Being non-resistant opens the way to shift us to that state of knowing. And this is one of those times that we don't really have a word that fully explains the experience, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Knowing is a full shift of energy to the love vibration that is very matter of fact. No anxiety, no doubt, no worry, just a deep, really deep in your very cells feeling of settled, grounded peace. You feel grounded with full belief. You know that what you want to experience is happening, whether there's any sign of it in sight or not. You hold no doubt, no anxiety, no worry, just a settled, grounded, balanced, breathe into it, knowing. And it's fabulous. You're in this moment. There's no worry about the future. No anxiety, you're peaceful in every cell of your body. And remember, worry does nothing to enhance your life, but it will block you from creating what you want and support you to create what you do not want. Worry is resistance. The state of being non-resistant is when your three levels of consciousness are in alignment. And you feel no resistance over what you want happening. You feel no resistance over what's happening right now. Now, if you're in a, let's call it a discussion. Well, an argument. If you're in an argument with someone and you're maintaining your love vibration, no matter what they say, you're non-resistant. The other person's words don't move you. You're neutral. Matter of fact. And since you're non-resistant, you can remember to take those deep breaths. Use your chaos flush. If anxiety or frustration or aggravation starts to come up, you feel it, you remember it, you do it, you're back to neutral. And you maintain clarity of thought to respond with what you need to say. And even better, there's no replaying the conversation over and over again in your head about what you should have said an hour or two later. You held no resistance to the situation, so you were able to voice your thoughts and feelings with clarity. You have the strength and stamina to set necessary boundaries and enforce them. Resistance is based in fear energy. Fear energy that was typically birthed from a belief of not being good enough. Non-resistance is based in the vibration of love energy from the God part within, the love that is your essence. So let's talk about relationships really quick. Florence talked about people wanting to perform her to perform treatments to change others. But she told them she wouldn't treat for others, but she would treat to change them because they were in the unnatural state of resistance. Now, relationships are about us, not others, us. They're about how we react. They're about how we feel about ourselves. For example, when we're not in agreement about something someone else is doing or saying, we are the ones who aren't in agreement. Chances are the other person doesn't think they've done or said anything inappropriate. We have to set boundaries for others. We have to stand up for ourselves. We have to consciously choose how we're going to react to the behavior of others. And like I explained earlier, when we're in the non-resistant vibration of love energy, negative energy doesn't engage with us. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It means it can't engage with us. So we're unmoved by someone else's behavior. We may not be in agreement with it, but it doesn't throw us into a frenzy because they have no power to hurt us. It's like the vibration of germs. They cannot stick to love energy. Now, later in the chapter, Florence also stated that every man is a golden link in the chain of my good, for all men are God in manifestation, awaiting the opportunity given by man himself to serve the divine plan of his life. When we unpack this, we get a really golden nugget here. When we run into people in our lives that just rub us the wrong way, and we hit an energetic block when we try to achieve being love energy where they're concerned, we are then forced to look at why that energetic block is there. Why do we feel the antagonistic energy from or for this person? When we acknowledge and look at or observe that energy, because energy reacts differently when we look at it or observe it, it loses its power over us. And that block may disengage and disintegrate immediately. Or like in my case when I was 4, you may discover an experience that birthed the belief of not being good enough. And now you get the opportunity through this observation to heal it and be free of it. So it no longer has power over you anymore. And the long and short of it is that the person who riled you up is a golden link in your chain of good because behind the scenes, their behavior forced you to look at and be free of the energy that's been blocking you sometimes for years. Their behavior revealed an uncomfortable energy within you. You looked at it, you processed through it and healed it, and now you're free of it. And now the way is open to live the divine plan of your life, manifesting your fulfilled square of life as the experience of your reality. Just how fabulous is that? Now, do I wish all this could be avoided? Oh my gosh, you bet your behind I do. Because I have to perfect that stuff, you know? And I know you do too. You don't want to have to go through all of this, but here it is. And there are simple, simple action steps to process through that energy. Because we did not incarnate to this planet for easy, but we can sure do simple. Now, Florence teaches us to begin our day with right words. The Game of Life Manifesting Playbook Daily Journal pages support you to do just that. The first section of the Upon Waking page supports you to claim and anchor the energy of your day. And that affirmation that Florence uses, "Thy will be done this day." Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle and wonders shall never cease. Now, I do suggest that we change those words of shall never cease to shall continue forever or something else that speaks to you, because now we know that the universe doesn't get not or never. The energy of the that affirmation may be strong enough to overcome wonder shall never shall cease, or wonder shall cease. That's what it says without the never. But just to be sure, change it to wonders shall continue forever. And it's interesting, she uses thy will be done this day. And when we accept that we have that God part within us, thy will be done, is also that energy within us of wanting to create, to manifest and live a day of our highest good, of joy, prosperity, and laughter. Now, affirmations are energy containers that must hold your heart energy to click with you. Must be in alignment. And that's why sometimes an affirmation will charge you up, and then later you may feel resistant to it, or vice versa. Your consciousness exists in a human body, and as a result, you're continually evolving with expansions and contractions of energy. And be aware, an affirmation can be of negative words. And when your heart energy of negativity, because you believe you're not good enough, clicks with that energy is magnified to manifest what you do not want. I perfected that one. It's easy to do. That's what the physical world teaches us to do. And now we can choose something different. Our words, our thoughts, our feelings and emotions, they're energy containers that we manifest from within to without. We are in a continuous motion, manifesting the reality of our life experiences. Positive affirmations can be golden to support us to manifest what we want or better. Just like repeated affirmations of negative words, thoughts, feelings, and emotions manifest what we don't want. In this chapter, Florence has approached infusing people and situations with love from another angle by baptizing experiences as success, showing us how shifting our energy from failure to success transforms us from being resistant in failure to non-resistant in the energy of success. And as a result, the ways opened to create a higher outcome, success. Florence tells us that the robbers of time are the past and the future. To bless the past and the future, and to live in the now of this moment. We now have tools to manage the pain of the past with specific action steps that set us free to be non-resistant in this moment. And when we've accepted what our life is in this moment, we stop that inner turmoil and open the way to create a higher outcome. We set the wheels in motion to fulfill our square of life. And we can feel within our body that knowing, fully knowing that what we want to experience is happening. We're non-resistant. allowing the love-knowing energy within us to manifest our heaven on earth as the experience of our physical reality. We've learned today that acceptance of what our life is in this moment shifts us from being resistant to being non-resistant and opens the way for that higher outcome to manifest over and over. So let's recap what we've learned and covered in this chapter. Okay, so we unpacked and learned that Florence's use of the word evil is today's understanding of fear. We can now see that fear is the direct result of our fight or flight response to witnessing or experiencing something that makes us uncomfortable. We now understand more clearly how a belief of not being good enough may have been birthed through an experience when we were too young to understand what to do to process through the pain. And as a result, we created a neural pathway of belief that's blocking us and isn't true. Now we know what to do when neural pathways of belief that we're not good enough is revealed. We know what to do with all fear energy that's revealed to us. We know the action steps to be free of it. And we now have a clear picture of how the power of our subconscious works behind the scenes, how that energy focuses through us to manifest the same vibration from within to without. And that vibration could be the joy of happiness or the pain of despair. It's up to us as to which one it is. And now we know how to make that conscious choice. And the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook supports us to make that choice every day. We learned the different aspects of the pain of resistance and freedom of being non-resistant, how they work and how they can we can use our support tools to be non-resistant to fear that runs rampant in today's world. And as a result, we will fulfill our square of life. We've gained clearer understanding of how people that annoy and provoke us serve us to ultimately manifest and live the divine path of our square of life fulfilled. We're gaining a clearer understanding of the vibration of our words, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and how to use them effectively with the energy container of affirmations. Now, as I said before, I added affirmations, your passport to happiness, that webinar, and there are handouts to help you to use affirmations at their full capacity of power. I've added the the gift of forgiveness webinar to help you process through forgiveness. The Meet Your Worry Angel webinar to help you understand the nitty-gritty details of what worry is and how it doesn't serve you, even though we're taught that to be a responsible person, we need to worry about everything, which is in reality the least responsible thing we could ever do. And all those meditations are there to support you. And they're not very long. So take what you need each day to support you. Use your support tools. Activate your chaos flush when you start to feel anxious. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. I know it's a lot, but you can ask me now, or if something comes up later, you can post it in the Facebook community because I'll answer and we can discuss it there. Okay, again, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy, so be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Take a nap if you need to. Go to bed early, whatever you need to nourish your physical body and take those deep breaths for that clarity of thought. Okay, so next week, we're going to dive into chapter 5, the law of karma and the law of forgiveness. So that completes our content for today. And if I will stop sharing my screen and we can turn our videos and microphones back on and we can talk.